This is the Dallas Morning News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's Monday, April 22nd. It will be sunny and quite pleasant today in Dallas with a high of 72 and a low of 54. Here are today's headlines. Dallas officials are poised to approve a 15-year deal designed to bring the WNBA's Dallas Wings to the downtown Convention Center arena. The City Council is scheduled to vote Wednesday on a resident use and incentive agreement for the Dallas Memorial Auditorium, part of the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center downtown. The auditorium is planned to be renovated by 2026 as part of a larger redevelopment program. But the proposed deal is described as relocation of an existing team that would use the arena at least 70 days a year between April 15th and November 1st. The WNBA season typically runs from the beginning of training camp in April to the league finals in October. No other professional sports league that plays in arenas has a similar schedule. If the City Council votes to approve the agreement on Wednesday, the city manager would be authorized to execute specific terms, according to a copy of the draft resolution reviewed by the news. The proposed agreement would include $19 million in city incentives paid to the team over 3 years, according to the city's draft resolution. The city expects to offset the costs by at least $1.5 million in annual revenues over the next 15 years, and the agreement could be extended for up to an additional 15 years. The scheduled vote comes on the heels of a highly successful women's basketball college tournament and the introduction of marquee players Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese to the WNBA, whose season starts mid-May. Next up, Saturday's strong storms wreaked havoc on the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They caused power outages, produced flooding, affected flights, increased the number of traffic crashes, and more. The National Weather Service announced the storms also broke an 82-year-old record for daily maximum rainfall set at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, where official weather records for the region are recorded. The new record for April 20th is 2.34 inches, breaking the old record of 1.52 inches set back in 1942. The highest measured total rainfall was 4.22 inches at Dallas Love Field Airport, the Weather Service reported. Many areas in and near Dallas-Fort Worth reported as much as 3 to 4 inch totals of rain. The highest rainfall totals occurred north of the I-20 corridor. In other news, the Dallas Mavericks lost to the Los Angeles Clippers 109-97 in Game 1 of their first-round playoff series Sunday. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving's first postseason as a backup duo got off to a little bit of a rocky start. Doncic connected on only 4 of his first 13 shot attempts, but he did finish with 33 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Irving missed 5 of his first 6 shots, but made up for those misses with an exceptional second-half performance and finished with 31 points. Game 2 is tomorrow night in L.A. And Arlington nuns at the center of a vicious dispute with the Fort Worth bishop have rejected a Vatican decree to place them under new authority, saying it amounts to a hostile takeover. In a statement published Saturday, the nuns said the Vatican issued the decree without their knowledge or consent, and that it could threaten individual nuns, the integrity of the monastery, and its assets. The nuns wrote in a statement, "We are not things to be traded or given away in backroom deals, but women vowed to the exclusive love and service of Almighty God." The statement is the latest development in a bitter and extraordinarily public battle between the nuns and Fort Worth Bishop Michael Olson that has played out in dueling statements and in civil court. It began last year when the bishop accused the head nun of violating her vow of chastity with a priest. On Friday, the Fort Worth Diocese published a decree from the Vatican that turned over daily operations of the monastery to an association of Carmelite nuns who would work with the bishop. But the nuns said they will continue to bar Olson, and now the president of the Carmelite Nuns Association, from the monastery's premises. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.